is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Good morning. Welcome to the Dr. Raj and Jenny Moon Show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your spiritual lifestyle goddess. We are here to save you from yourself and better your lives. We just had a major loss, a humongous loss, at the dear age of 57. Prince, one of my favorite singers, and I regret I never saw him on stage yet. Jenny, you on?
I am here, yes. So many amazing artists we've lost this year. We're just feeling it with David Bowie and Prince, and even, you know, not so long ago, Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, there was a quote somewhere saying we lost a king of rock and roll, Michael Jackson. We lost a queen of rock and roll, Whitney Houston. And we lost a prince now. I mean, why at such an early age are these singers just, their lives are cut short? And you can pinpoint and you can say it's drugs, it's this, it's whatever, but it all comes down to one thing, people. And I'll tell you right offhand what it is. It's stress. This is why these people lost their lives in their 50s. They're here to keep us happy. They're here to keep us, they've got so many fans, they're under the public eye, public pressure, and stress leads on to inflammation, insomnia, cancers, addictions. The underlying issue is stress. Agree, Jenny?
Absolutely. Agree. Weren't you, you were telling me earlier you were at a birthday party, what...
Yeah, no, actually, I had a birthday party for my daughter, so I really kind of spoiler. So we're rooftop in a SLS hotel at a pool bar. I mean, the scenery is amazing. It was incredible in Beverly Hills. And at my party, one of my friends came. His name's El DeBarge, who was, like, again, one of the icons of rock and roll. He could have been a Michael Jackson, but he was deterred by issues of addiction in his early part of his career. But he's a sweetheart, and he's making his comeback. But ultimately, you could see it in his eyes. He couldn't handle the stress at an earlier age. It led on to addiction. And, I mean, if we're able to handle stress, we can actually do so much more. What are your modes of handling stress, Jenny?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things, but I feel like my stress, I don't know, is it the same as Prince's stress? I mean, these are people, I think we have to talk first, before we even get into this, into the tips of how to deal with stress, is to acknowledge what you were just saying, that there is this huge pressure. In needing to please the world and needing to show up in a certain way. So, you know, I would like to think that my pressure is as big as all these epic icon musicians and artists, but I don't think my pressure is quite the same. And I think this pressure leads, just like childhood stars, you know, that all these childhood stars, there's a pattern of them going into drugs because the pressure of being a childhood star. I'm sure it's similar to pressure of an artist.
Oh, 100%.
One of my best friends, from you.
One of my closest friends in the whole world, Darius McCrary, a.k.a. Eddie Winslow. He is actually my best friend, biggest heart. He started acting on Family Matters at the age of 8. Actually, Mississippi Burning on the age of 7. And I think his ways of dealing with stress, because I asked him, and what we do is we just sit in the living room and powwow on and just complain. But his ways of dealing with stress is he's open. He talks about it. And that's the stuff Jenny Moon is a big proponent of, isn't it?
I am all about being open, especially expressing your feelings. But again, I feel like a lot of these stars live in a bubble because they have so many people that love them, but at the same time, they feel so alone because it's like this weird oxymoron. They're in their own bubble because they have so many fans.
But they also have so many people who hate them and who are jealous. So that's why they're in this bubble. So they have the stress of keeping their fans happy, but they also have all these enemies who are trying to extort, take them down. So, I mean, you've got to be A-plus on your game. That's the toughest part. I know it. I kind of live it on a smaller level, but, I mean, if you're not A-plus, especially as a performer, if you're not singing as well, think about the critics, us. We'll jump on and nail them.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, that's a lot to deal with. All the constant feedback, the criticism, how to tone it out, how to not to take it on, not to take on the pressure, not to take on the stress of it. I have 4 tips that I love from PsychCentral.com. And
oh, God.
One of them is
PsychCentral.com.
Yes, there's 4 points that they give that I really love. And
okay, I'm gonna tell you if they're right or not. Okay, and
you're going to tell me, yes.
My tips are far superior than PsychCentral.com.
Well, it's this idea, first, that nothing and no one can make you feel anything. It's like you don't have to give your power over, right? It's that serenity prayer that states, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The main issue with stress is that we become the victim of it. We feel like we can't change it. We become overwhelmed by it. And so I think it's like changing your mindset first around it is huge.
Okay, Princess, go on. Let's hear number 1.
Your mindset, Dr. Haas. Okay, you know, the princess. See, I'm changing my mindset. In the past, I would let the princess comment trigger me, and I would judge you to be a sexist man, but now
yes.
I'm going to change my mindset because I'm going to be like, Dr. Raj is just trying to get a rile out of me. I'm not going to give my power over to this situation. I won't be the victim of my anger.
Of your insecurities or anger?
I'm going to be like, ha, 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 Dr. Raj. Call me princess if you want. I know what I am and who I am.
Okay.
So do you agree or do you not agree? Changing the mindset is huge.
Oh, yeah, okay. Changing the mindset is like one of the stupidest tips I've ever heard, but sure, change your mindset. PsychCentral.com.
Okay, okay. Well, my second tip actually goes with mindset, and exchange an attitude for gratitude. So change an attitude for gratitude. I love that, too, because, again, we're seeing all these things as negative. I have to do this. I should be that. But instead, it's coming to this place of, wow, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have this career where I get to do my art, that I have all these fans. I'm grateful that I have all these opportunities. Instead of judging it and seeing it as this negative, overwhelming, pressured-filled thing that causes heart attacks and cancers and God knows what else in your body.
My analogy to that is put on your Superman cape and fly and go over all of us. Same deal. Because you're on top of the world.
Right. Yeah, different wording. But easier said than done, right? Like, it's easier to say, change your attitude for gratitude.
This is why this show is based on the song, Eye of the Tiger.
That's your theme song. It ain't mine.
Next one, another, princess.
Another tip is relax, right? Like, this is huge. Finding ways that you can release. You always talk about how exercise is your huge release.
I hope Psych Central is not a paid site.
All right, you got some better tips. Let's hear them.
Listen to Eye of the Tiger. Challenge your enemies. Challenge your insecurities. Don't hide. I think my thing is empower yourself as the best and the greatest. Simple as that.
I get it, but that's really vague. Like, let's get some specific ones. Like, do yoga, meditation, find healthy habits and practices. Have people, like, go to therapists, healers. It's your responsibility to find ways to deal with stress individual to you. And it's really this idea of don't be the victim of stress. Overcome it by taking charge of it. And the last is look at the big picture. Look at the big picture. People that deal with stress get caught in the weeds, and they think they're stuck there forever. The big picture is that things change. Life changes.
Okay, so that's depressing. I'm never going on that site again. Life changes. It's going to be irrelevant soon. So you're saying what I'm thinking about is irrelevant. Oh, my God.
It's looking at the big picture.
Okay.
All right,
I love Prince. I love Prince. He is amazing. And it's a sin. But stay tuned for our next segment when we talk about how corsets can kill you and why women wear it. And also Janie's segment, her special secrets that she'll tell us about prayer.
Technology Now, I'm Brian Osuch. Energy consumption is a major selling point when it comes to buying new tech. Danielle Casignol is a spokesperson for the Consumer Technology Association and says there are new tech devices on the market that are good for both your home and environment.
Canon's Pixma printer has 90% materials and components that can be recycled after you use it. And the same idea with AudioQuest's Nighthawk headphones. The ear cups are made with 100% raw renewable materials, which translates into a really great sound.
And for those who want to grab green on the go?
A great green product that uses solar energy is Dewan Global's solar charger. You don't have to be near an outlet to recharge your smartphone. And another product that uses solar energy is GoSun's grill, which will bake or boil or fry your meal in under an hour without using propane or charcoal.
For more information, go to greenergadgets.org. That's Technology Now from the CTA.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Morning. Welcome to the Dr. Rogers Jenny Noon Show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle goddess. We're here to save you from yourself, better your lives. We talked about Prince and our horrendous loss and how stress is the underlying factor. And Jenny's endorsing the psychcentral.com, which says relax, be happy, all that stuff, right, Jenny?
No, it's exchange an attitude for gratitude, relax, look at the big picture, and know that nothing and no one can make you feel anything. That's how you deal with stress.
Be Superman.
You don't end up
put the cape on, fly over it.
With a crazy disease or heart attack or have addiction issues like so many of our amazing artists and stars that we've lost. And that's what it really comes down to is, no one should die in their 50s, not in this day and age. No one. Everyone should be living to the 80s and 90s. And if you're dying that young, that's a major alarm that something is wrong, deeply wrong, in how you handle stress in your life. That's what we're saying, Dr. Raj.
Testing.
Hello, Dr. Raj? We have technical difficulties. Dr. Raj, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Hello, Dr. Raj? So we had a little technical difficulty, obviously, because Dr. Raj checked out because he doesn't want to hear the truth about my tips on how to deal with stress. But the next thing I know Dr. Raj wanted to talk about, and we'll get him on here in a second, which is something I have to confess that I do all the time, and I don't think it's probably good for me, and that is I wear corsets. And Dr. Raj and I were talking about earlier the dangers of corsets and how they're horrible for you. And I'll be the first to admit, I out of every part of my body I don't like my belly. Like, I've always had a tummy, and I love corsets because they make everything tight, and they look like I have a six-pack when I don't have a six-pack. And the issue is that so many celebrities wear corsets, and corsets are really popular right now. But
yeah,
are they healthy? Dr. Raj, are you here?
Yeah, I'm back here now. A little better.
So I was saying my confession of how corsets, I'm totally guilty of wearing them. And all these celebrities have selfies of them wearing them. Kylie Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, Kim. Because after you have a baby, it tightens everything up. And even if you haven't had a baby like me, it just makes you look like you have a figure that maybe you don't have.
Well, think about the concept of the course. It's absolutely nuts. I mean, the realism is you're taking this and you're constricting your abdominal contest and your chest wall. So, I mean, how can anyone wear a corset and think that it's healthy at all? You're causing hypertension, blood pressure on your abdominal contents, which can squeeze the blood supply to it and cause damage over time. You can't take a deep breath. All of this can affect you adversely. Although you may look better transiently, you're not helping yourself by squeezing your contents. Imagine squeezing your brain. Same concept, right?
Right.
Would you squeeze your brain? No?
But, you know, it's kind of... It's not kind of. It's tough because why are these women, you know, wearing these corsets? It's a larger issue.
They're absolutely insecure.
They're wearing them to look sexy and beautiful and sexy for who? For you. For men. For society. This pressure that women have to look beautiful and sexy and slim and tight. Now...
Well, this is absolute insecurity, Jenny.
Yes, it's all women's insecurity.
Hate to say it, because you never...
I hate to say it, but do you like women in a corset, Dr. Rod?
Oh, absolutely. They look so much better. Hourglass figure. I get it. I get it. But would you strangulate your whole body? Put a tourniquet around your stomach and your chest in order to look good on a picture just to please a man? Ta-ta. No, you wouldn't. Yes, you would.
Well,
you
I mean,
would.
I just was at a party where I just wore a corset because it was the one thing that I thought made me look the skinniest. So, I get it. What do you wear instead? Are you saying just do away with corsets altogether because they're horrible for you? And here's the other thing. If I wear a corset a couple of times a year, it's not going to hurt me.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You are still causing damage to your body. You're a bad example. A bad example for all those guys out there and ladies out there. Ladies out there. Because you're going to hurt yourself. So we have a caller on board, actually, Jacob. Hey, Jenny, can you hear me?
Yep, I'm here. Jacob, are you there?
Yeah, this all sounds very...
Do you need women to wear corsets or no? Is it a health risk?
I think it is. I think it is. I don't think once or twice a year is a health risk. Depending how long you wear it, but...
Do you love a woman in a corset, be honest? Yes or no?
Oh, no.
No, really?
That's not love.
Hey, that's a beautiful one, Jacob.
That's not
totally
love.
Agree with you. Totally agree.
Good for you. Well, I commend your answer. So you're saying that your love for a woman is greater than wanting to see her in a sexy corset?
Right. Correct. As far as the health risks, I'm not the expert, but I mean, I've worn tight pants for one day because I didn't have anything else and I gained some weight and didn't realize what I was getting myself into, and I was fine the next day, but
tight pants aren't good for
but that's not love. That really, love waits. Love isn't
love
something
is not
that.
Wearing tight. So love is not wearing tight jeans, according to Jacob. That's the quote of the show.
I got that.
But on the guy's end, on the guy's side, as far as the guy is concerned, that's not love.
I know Jenny appreciates it, right, Jenny?
Jacob, I love you. I love
you. I know.
You.
I think. Thank you, Jacob.
What?
Do you have a woman in your life?
No, no.
Jacob single. We got everyone out there.
Okay. Stay tuned for our next segment when we talk about Jenny and her prayer issue. Prince, VIP, you were amazing. Remember, stress can kill you. And we know what? That's not love. Love that, Jacob. We're going to take that from you.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans. and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Good morning. Welcome to Dr. Raj and Jenny Moon's show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle goddess, guru, princess. We're here to save you from yourself, better your lives. Number one, we talked about Prince and how stress is taking away many people, and we talked about many ways to alleviate your stress. Recognizes stress causes inflammation, diseases, cancer, high blood pressure, and you need to control that to live longer and live happier. We also talked about corsets and how it's the basis of a corset is insecurity, and it's destroying women's bodies. And we had a great opinion from Jacob saying, why are you doing it? Because that's not love. And now we have Jenny's segment. Jenny, can't wait to hear about your prayer issue.
Well, my prayer issue. I love that you called it a prayer issue. So a recent article came out on CNN, fact that this professor Jeff Levin from Baylor University found out that 9 in 10 Americans have relied on the healing power of prayer. And he was shocked. He says that he was expecting some proportion of the population would be involved, but he wasn't expecting the number to be so high.
Okay.
Almost 80% of Americans have prayed for their own healing, with almost a third saying they do so often. Nearly 90% have prayed for the healing of others. So just this idea, he was so shocked that so many people use the power of prayer to help heal themselves and others. And another article in NBC News talks about how brain scientists have found that prayer actually changes the chemicals in your brain. Just like when you eat chocolate, it changes your basic brain function. So does the power of prayer. It can reduce stress, your heart rate, blood pressure. It can help your immune system. So this idea that the power of prayer actually works, it changes our brain functions, it changes our body, and I'm a huge believer in the power of prayer, huge. I personally have had the power of prayer work in my own life, Dr. Raj. When I was in the Peace Corps, and I went into the Peace Corps, and I left a man that I almost married, and when I was in the village during Peace Corps training, in that same month, I found out the man that I was going to marry ended up getting back with his ex-girlfriend, and that my ex-husband was getting married and having a baby. So I was, like, so depressed. I was, like, I felt like I had nothing to come back to the States for. Why am I in this Peace Corps? I was in Vanuatu. And I remember just crying and praying, you know, praying. I also was having a hard time adjusting, you know, to the Peace Corps, because, like, I went from living in a modern electricity, running water, to a village where I was in, like, a tin grass hut, not eating things
what?
That were very unfamiliar to me. Yes, I was using the bathroom in a dirt hole.
Oh, God.
And it was tough. It was rough. Like, you know me. Like, I'm a hippie, but I have pre-Madonna diva tendencies. And so
yeah, you do.
And there was, like, all these mosquitoes. There was all that. I was, like, having diarrhea every other day. Like, it was crazy. It was, like, physically just so deteriorating. Emotionally, I just felt lost and overwhelmed and sad. And I remember there were many nights where I just had gut-wrenching thoughts and crying and praying, you know, praying that I wasn't like other Peace Corps volunteers who were counting the days and seconds until their time was up so that they could come back to the States because they were miserable. I prayed that the 2 years I was there in service were the two happiest years of my life and that I would love it, that I would love every minute of it. And I something happened. A few months later, I got placed in the city. I was one of the few volunteers I got placed in the city with running water. Like, my little shabby chic apartment was like a six-star hotel compared to a lot of what the volunteers were living in. And I met two of my best friends, Olivia and Morgan, who were residents there that took me under their wings. They took me out. They took care of me. And those 2 years were two of the happiest years of my life. And I really believe that that power of prayer, using those affirmations, calling and attracting that energy, those situations, those people into my life, absolutely helped.
Right.
Okay. Are you a believer now, Dr. Raj? Are you inspired?
No, I'm not 100%. I don't think it's prayer itself. I think it's the power of the mind. I mean, we only have six senses, so this is a Rajism, okay? So I'm going to educate you. Six senses, okay? And you think about how many senses we're missing. So we're very naive to believe that, you know, just simple prayer. But I think the energy around us, I think if we think about something and envision winning, we will win it. The power of the mind's huge. And for you, you can call it prayer, you can call it belief, whatever it is. But I think just throwing it out towards just religion in itself, no, I think it's just the power of the mind.
I'm not saying it's a religion. I'm saying that there's a higher power. There are angels. There are guides. There are other intent beings that aren't on this physical plane, that when you call out in deep surrender, and that you're sending out a vibration and you're attracting those other high level vibrations to you. And so, yes, you're simplifying it. Yes, you change your mindset. It can help you. But your inner does really create your outer. And I do believe that there are other forces at hand that we can't see or explain. And it's not just about it being religious. It's
100%. You know, let me throw something out to you. It's so abstract. Take away the sense of sight. Think about how much, and we had no sight. Think about how much we've missed. How much we're not realizing of this world. And that's a lot of animals or plants who don't have sight. So there's senses greater than sight out there that we are naive to, that would open up this whole world even more and answer all those questions that we keep on asking.
Yeah, I mean, are you
powerful?
Are you an atheist? What are you, agnostic? What are you?
No, I believe in a greater power. This doesn't happen because of evolution.
So you believe in a greater power. So do you believe then in the power of prayer to this greater power that exists everywhere and within yourself?
Exactly. I've had too many indications.
Have you ever prayed, Dr. Raj?
No, not really. I mean, my parents are very religious, family is, but I've never prayed.
You've never prayed? Wow.
I mean, I've asked for help, I guess, if that's praying, but I mean...
You what? I'm sorry?
I've asked for help at certain points of vulnerability. Is that praying?
I think... we all probably have our own definition of prayer. For me, it's dropping into your body in deep surrender and vulnerability and opening yourself up and asking, you know, Spirit, God, Buddha, Jesus, whomever you want to ask, your angels, to help you heal, to attract, you know, a love mate, money, whatever it is you need in that moment, and trust that it will be brought to you. The universe is plentiful.
I agree, and I think your prayer issue is right on. It's good, you know, asking for help, asking for guidance. I mean, that's the power of giving in for submission. That's using your mind, using the energy around you. I fully agree. fully agree with
Louise
you.
Louise Hayes, a wonderful woman. I recommend you all to get her book, Heal Your Body from A to Z. Louise Hayes, she uses the power of prayer and affirmation to heal your body. And it's this idea that, again, it's kind of what we're both talking about. It's the power of the mind, but also calling in your higher self, your spirit, your angels. And she cured herself of cancer by saying these affirmations and doing deep prayer. And she really is one of the pioneers in this field of affirmations and using the power of prayer to help heal your life. So Louise Hayes, get her book, Power. She's been around for ages, so that you can heal your life, because I believe it. And especially if you pray in numbers, using the collective energy and the collective of people praying can really help.
And also, RIP to our friend Prince. We'll miss you. And stress can kill you. And also, don't wear corsets for the sake of a man, because you're not going to be loved. Stay tuned for our next segment.
As you begin your spring cleaning, it's a great time to trade in those unwanted devices for cash and use it to buy the hottest tech without breaking the bank. Consumer tech expert Michelle Perry has more.
E-waste is piling up in landfills all over the world at an alarming rate. By recycling unwanted electronics and buying pre-owned gadgets, you'll be reducing e-waste and improving your eco-footprint this spring.
Buy smarter this year. Visit gazelle.com to learn more.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Good morning. Welcome to the Dr. Raj and Jenny Moon Show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle goddess. We're here to save you from yourself and better your lives. We talked about Prince and our loss and how he died because of stress and how many of our top performers die because of stress. You need to handle your stress so you live longer, you don't have cancers, you reduce inflammation. Most of all, you live happier. We talked about corsets and how aesthetically you look great, but you are causing compression in your stomach, your chest. It's not good for you. Don't do it. It's an insecurity issue. Be happy with who you are. And then finally, Jenny's prayer issue, where she talked about the greater energy and power. Jenny.
Hi. Yes, the power of prayer. Everyone should do it. Just like I'm praying for you, Dr. Ross, that you agree with everything that I say on this show, yeah. Because you know I'm right as the lifestyle goddess.
I'm gonna look at that site you said. What is it? What was that site? Stress.com or something like that. I forgot, but.
Oh, yes. Go to psychcentral.com to know how to deal with stress.
How did you find out Psych Central? Well, I did. I said, put on your cape, ignore it, and take control.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I love it. Everyone get your Superman cape on.
Bang your chest. Listen to Eye of the Tiger.
I want to hear from Nancy, our caller. Nancy, are you there?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to comment on?
Well, you guys have such interesting topics today. I keep flip-flopping around. But I just read on the news that Billy Paul, the singer that was famous for Me and Mrs. Jones, he just died today.
Oh, no.
He was an R&B
singer.
Yeah.
How old was he?
He was 81 years old.
81?
Cancer.
Yes. He had pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
And he was hospitalized last week. And his manager apparently told Philadelphia News today that he died on Sunday, I guess. So yesterday he died.
Wow.
Right. Wow.
Another legend lost.
What is this year?
Yeah. Well, the one thing is that, you know, Billy Paul did die at age 81 as opposed to
That's a good
50,
part.
So. Yeah, that's
true.
The part that he did live a long life. But Nancy, do you think that a lot of these stars are dying young because of stress? What's your opinion on this?
Oh, there has to be some conspiracy behind it. There has to be like some government plot that's going on, killing off all these celebrities and famous people that are just. Meanwhile, Betty White is still 93 years old and drinking her wine and eating.
Is she still alive? Yeah, she
television.
Is, isn't she?
She's still alive.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Betty, she's still kicking it.
We need to ask Betty White how she deals with stress. We need to have
her
on
Nancy.
You.
She's the one running this whole conspiracy. She's trying to kill off everyone else so she can have all the fame.
I love it. Nancy, how do you deal with stress?
Oh, how do I deal with stress? I don't.
Yeah.
That's the problem that we have to address today. I think people don't know how to deal with stress because we have this culture we've created where everything is just go, 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 work, 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 24/7. People work on the weekends still, even if they have, you know, full-time jobs. They still do work on the weekends. It's ridiculous.
Are you working on the weekends?
I'm always working. I mean, I have two jobs.
Yeah.
But
oh, wow.
That's another thing. Like, especially, I was reading this article yesterday saying how a lot of older generations see millennials as being really, really lazy when, in fact, all of my friends that I know of, that I'm close to, they all have second jobs. They're in school. And we're creating this culture, especially now for our youth, to continue doing this. At this rate, we're all going to be dead by 25.
I fully agree.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit of a pessimist today.
So let's talk about how you can deal with stress. What's the most stressful thing in your life right now?
Finishing school.
Yeah, what are you going to school for?
I'm finishing my dual degree in playwriting and theater, which I know doesn't sound to people like it's hard, but there's a lot of work that goes into it that people don't know about. And having a dual degree, I'm taking 6 classes this semester, and like I said, I work 2 jobs, so my head is just on like the brink of explosion.
Is the stress then just feeling like you can't get it all done? What's the big stressor?
I think it's just worrying that I won't get it all done in time or that I won't do it well enough to the level that I want to achieve.
So what do you do, Nancy? Do you like decompress? Do you cry? Do you have a drink? Do you eat a lot to deal with stress? I mean, what's your release?
I was working out to deal with it until I injured my leg last month. So since then, I've just been on a downward spiral of drinking.
Oh, God. Yeah. See, that's the wrong way to do it because working out's positive because in itself, it gives you the positive endorphins and then you feel better, you deal with the stress. With things like drinking or any sort of things, it can lead on to addictions because then you rely on it.
I know, but let's help Nancy with what she can do. And I have the perfect answer, Nancy and Dr. Raj. And Dr. Raj, you're going to love this.
Is it medical marijuana?
Well, that could be an option. Start with the power of prayer.
The power of prayer, that's
prayer,
right.
Nancy.
I prayed yesterday for the first time in like 3 weeks. It felt so great.
Okay, there you go. See? That's the power of prayer. Dr. Raj, I think we should pray for Nancy right now.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, Heavenly Father, cure us all.
Everyone listening, pray for Nancy that she gets it all done and releases all this anxiety, knowing that she can trust herself and that life supports her. So, Nancy, the power of prayer, that's a start.
That's a start for sure. It's a stepping stone.
Yes, and then, you know, the medicinal marijuana. We're in New York, so you're in New York, right? Unfortunately,
well, I live in Brooklyn, so it's definitely accessible.
Well, it's going to be legalized here, so it's California. It's kind of like
I need to like pop on over to the West Coast. I keep hearing it's the best coast.
Nancy,
now.
We love you. I'm praying for you and trusting
you.
That it all works out. Thank you so much for being honest and thanks for calling.
Thank you guys. Have a great one.
Yeah. So we learn a lot. I mean, it's the best coast. I love it. The West Coast is the best coast. You heard that. We learned a lot about what was going on. We learned about dealing with stress. And you have to take control of your life and control your stress with whatever way possible.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.